Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable once again. The Dorset Theater Festival's 42nd season is underway, featuring the classic revival of Noel Coward's Private Lives, which plays through July 6th. Your last chance to see that. Then the world premiere of Dig, written and directed by Teresa Rebeck, plays from the 11th through the 27th, and then all kinds of other cool stuff, which I will talk about. But I think it makes more sense to have Artistic Director Dina Janis do that for us. She joins us this morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a delight to be here, to have you here and to talk to you about your beautiful season and the wonderful work that you do. I'm such a fan. And Noel Coward isn't a bad way to start a season.
It's absolutely been great. We were so fortunate also to have Evan Yanulis, who is just a brilliant director, and particularly for this material. It's just been fantastic. The audiences have been big and having lots of fun, and it felt like a great way to start off the summer season. It's a really wonderful, bright, witty comedy. And the design team we brought in for it is just unbelievable. So we just have an amazing set, and the costumes are fabulous, and it's just a lot of fun.
It is, and you have until the 6th to see it.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Time is running out on that one, and still time. And and then Teresa Rebeck, who I've interviewed a few times, thanks to you. What a talent.
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, she's just truly one of the most amazing playwrights that we have nationally. And it's been so great having her have such a long-term relationship with the festival. This play is actually really fascinating. It's a different kind of play for her. She likes to describe it as a play about courage, redemption, and photosynthesis. But it takes place in a plant shop in you know, probably in Brooklyn somewhere. And we were really excited to get Gordon Clapp, who many people know from NYPD Blue, into play one of the roles in it. It's a moving, very interesting play about redemption. There's a lot of spiritual elements of the play, and it's quite unique and I think very powerful. And we were thrilled the Edgerton Foundation came in to support our premiere. So this is a world premiere we're really excited about.
It is Dig, Teresa Rebeck,
running by Teresa,
July 11th through the 27th. You have another world premiere.
Yeah, you know, that's become such a big part of what we do, is doing these premieres, regional or world premieres. This year, two world premieres, so we really are excited. But we've become quite known for that, you know, sort of sending plays off. Mrs. Christie is a cool story for us because we have a women's artist writers group that we've had for like 2 years, meets in the city a couple times a month. And one of the writers out of that group, Heidi Armbruster, who's also a very well-known actor, wrote this play about the 10-day disappearance of Agatha Christie, which was really a true story. So it's, for us, it's kind of a fabulous combination of a new play, which we're known for, but that also tells a story that our traditional audience, which was huge Agatha Christie buffs for decades, they're just super excited about the play. And we have an amazing director, Giovanna Sardelli, and a just top-notch cast. So we're really excited about that. I think it's a play that's definitely, you know, both of these plays, I think, are plays that are going to move forward after, we already have a lot of interest in the moving forward after our runs.
And how important is that? I've been asking this question of all the artistic directors as they come in throughout the season, of how important that is for them to move on and have life.
Well, it's really super important for the play. You know, in our day now, it's difficult for a playwright to really, it's great for a playwright, let me put it this way, to be in the room with an audience, seeing how the play works on its feet. And that's something we do at Dorset, and it's a service we were really able to provide. But it's fantastic for the theater to have plays that we've developed sent forward and then really have a continued life. That's a huge goal for us. So the fact that we're starting to do that now to such a degree is really thrilling.
Okay, so we have that, this world premiere, and then Slow Food.
Yes. That I was trying to find something that was just really fun, funny, And it's not as easy as you would think to find a well-written comedy that's new.
Yes.
And colleagues of mine recommended this. It's a play that's only been produced once before, Mary Mac Rep. And we were incredibly fortunate to get Perry Gilpin and Dan Butler to do the lead roles in it. And for them, they were, you know, original cast members of Frasier.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like a mini reunion. She's coming in from the West Coast and he has actually got a home in Vermont. So they're super excited. But it's a funny play, kind of reminds me of a really great Carol Burnett skit. A married couple who are on their anniversary and they can't find any place open for dinner, and they end up late at night at a Greek restaurant, and a very eccentric waiter appears and they cannot get food out of that kitchen. And in the course of the dinner, they get divorced, they get remarried. You know, it's
oh, God.
Quite
a lot going on.
Fun, really funny, just really funny play.
And two very, very talented.
They are
actors.
So good and such great comics. You
yes.
know, they're just, and they're really excited about working together again.
You do some incredible stuff, what you refer to as your pipeline series.
Yes.
And these are works in progress that are happening, and they have very select dates. But tell us about this. One is coming up tomorrow, actually. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a really, we do this pipeline as a kind of way of looking at material we're looking forward on possibly producing. But Sophia Alvarez, who wrote this piece we're doing tomorrow on Tuesday called Panelists, she is an amazing writer. I actually know her because she used to be a student at Bennington College where I teach.
Mm-hmm.
But her recent film, All the Boys Who I've Loved Before, is a big hit on Netflix. And this is a new play she's written about a bunch of MFA writers who come back to do a panel at their college and discover all sorts of interesting things about each other. It's very funny, but it's also very provocative and interesting. And then we're really thrilled to have Matthew Paul Olmos come in with this play, Three Girls Never Learned the Way Home, which is a powerful play that really looks at people caught in the middle of the sort of immigration or busing issues of integration in schools. It has a cast of some young girls, actually, who are part of the cast, and it's terrific. And then we're thrilled to finish our pipeline with A Stage of Twilight. That's a play by Sarah Schwab. And Karen Allen, the actress, brought it to me. It's a piece that she's really interested in doing, and it's a very beautiful play that looks at sort of end of life issues in a couple. It's very moving and quite beautiful.
Is she going to direct it? Or is...
She's in it.
Oh,
so
she's
she will
in it.
Be
she's
actually
starring in it.
Performing
yeah.
in it. Yeah,
I know she's directing Outside Moments.
She's
right now,
just
too.
Doing that. In fact, I'm going to try to get down there this week to see it. One of my favorite plays.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How's everything as far as watching? I'm fascinated because when you look at what's going on in our region, the WAMC listening area, but the region as a whole, man, there's good theater.
There is. It feels like the whole community is building. And I think that's good for everyone, because the more of an audience one theater develops, the more of an audience begins to build for everyone. I really believe that. It's exciting. And in the Capital District, there's so much great stuff going on now. It's really wonderful. We also get a lot of people from Albany coming over to see our stuff, which is really great.
Really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are willing to travel for really good work
are.
And trusting you and doing what you do well.
Yeah, it's kind of great.
Well, it is all great stuff. It's happening at the Dorset Theater Festival. Their 42nd season underway. You just have a couple of days to see Noel Coward's Private Lives and then dig. And then you can just check out the entire season by going to their website, dorsettheaterfestival.org. dorsettheaterfestival.org. Dina Janis is the artistic director there, and we are thrilled she comes and talks to us every year. And we're,
Thank you.
We look forward to talking about more of your productions this season later on.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.